everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of July 15th through 21st, 2013. Anybody else trying to recover from this heat wave with some skating? Unfortunately, it took even a toll on the Liberty Open in Pennsylvania, the final time it will be called that. Next year, it will be renamed the Philadelphia Summer Championships. The area suffered from rolling blackout, resulting in the junior men's and senior pair short having to move to the other rink because theirs was melting! The senior ladies was an even more up-and-down phenomenon. Samantha Cesario won the short program, the Great Fever program, in which she went for the triple-loop, didn't fully rotate it, but with 57.05, her margin was still pretty big, when Yasmin Siraj, skating to Delabay's flower duet, did an unclean triple-toe, double-toe, and her axle wasn't clean either, to finish third. Ashley Kane had her boot pop out, which wrecked her combo and solo triple, before she stopped to tape it up and came in sixth, and poor Elena Getamanishvili, who is now training in Boston with coach Edouard Pline, did a terrible snowstorm short, in which she blew every jump, and the rest wasn't that well done either, and came in 12th. She wasn't entered into the long. But Kane rebounded in the free, having a great skate, even if the triple flip, triple toe she wants to try in every program ended up being a triple double this time, and she fell in the loop. With 102.87, she too won big. Siraj, to prepare for the Junior Grand Prix, actually skated the junior version of last year's free and came in third again, landing a double axle triple toe, but falling on a lutz and partially under-rotating a flip. And in her Titanic free, Cesario went for the triple loop again didn't fully rotate it, then had a fall in multiple turnouts and ended up fourth. Veronique Mallet, trying to impress the Canadian Federation into giving her a B assignment, managed to come in second in both segments, skating a clean, if relatively easy, short, and along with the harder jumps, though that had two falls. There were enough junior ladies, they were required to skate a pair of qualifying groups for both the short and free for a final 18. In the first group for the short, Britt McIsaac beat Olivia Serafini by a fraction of a point, while in the second, Brianne Laxon beat Canadian Sandrine Martin by much more. In the final, however, Martin edged Laxon and Serafini out, while McIsaac came in fifth behind Elena Taylor, who had been third in the second group. In the free skate qualifying, Morgan Flood, who had been seventh in her short qualifying and 11th in the final, beat McIsaac in the first group, where Serafini came in seventh, while Taylor beat Martin in the second group, where Laxon came in fourth. And in the final, Taylor beat Martin again, while Laxon took third, McIsaac fourth, Serafini was seventh again, and Flood had an utter disaster and was last. The men, on the other hand, had the same winner both programs, but said winner was a bit of a surprise. It was Brazilian skater Luis Minella, who landed a triple axel, if not a clean combo, in his short to score 66.28 and beat Keegan Messing, who, doing a sing-sing-sing short from last year, popped the axel. Then in the long, in new boots, he didn't do the axel, saying it wasn't a triple axel kind of day, but with a good program, won again. 118.06 to 116.60 over Messing, who landed the quad, but popped the axel again and doubled some other jumps. Alex and Rodney Sitt came in third in both segments. Brian Krentz won both junior men's segment. His Rachmaninoff free was especially good. There were two senior pairs. Recently formed Estonian pair Natalia Zabitago and Alexander Zabuev, with 42.07 in the short and 89.13 in the free, beat even more recently formed Israeli pair Anya Davidovich and Evgeny Krasnopolsky by a little in the former and a lot in the latter. Also debuting a new competitive program this week is Evan Lysacek, while doing his guest star appearance in Sun Valley last night, only a week after having it choreographed. This was his short, with the music to Black Swan, presumably for him to move a little out of his macho comfort zone while still wearing black. Ashley Bachner may not be starting her season in Pennsylvania anymore, but she revealed her music this week anyway. Her sexy Shailen Bourne short, Pink Floyd, Shine On You Crazy Diamond, and her free is to Sergei Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, and while she admits Juliet isn't quite the strong woman type character she excels at, you know, she's still intense, thinking, I think anybody that falls that deeply in love that fast definitely is a little bit crazy, especially the Prokofiev version. Now hunkered down in California until Champ Camp and the Japan Open, she's actually spending most of the week in Lake Arrowhead with Rafael Arutanian, though on Friday she drives 80 miles south to Liso Viejo to spend the weekend with John Nick, and she's glad to have Arutanian because of his technical ability, because she's never really had a proper technical coach, she says, and now she needs one to get the triple-triple, which he sees as the big thing she needs to make the top podiums. Rival Gracie Gold, a week after debuting her long program, announced her short program music, George Gershwin's Three Preludes. Apparently Marina Zueva has been trying to match that piece to a skater for years, though Gold herself has to come around to it, but she loves it now, saying, "The choreography is amazing. It's sensual and playful at the same time. I feel a bit cat-like while I'm performing it." She calls it a modern dance-style program. She also talks about her new exhibition by Cindy Stewart, All That Jazz, which she's looking forward to debuting on the ice, and about doing triple axels and quad salchows in the harness, with the hope she can do them in competition someday, but that's not happening anytime soon. Also talking about her music this week was Angela Wang, 2 weeks after debuting her short at the Broadmoor Open for the second time this summer. And this time, she actually remembered the music for her long program. It's Nights in the Garden of Spain, a trio of symphonic impressions by late 19th, early 20th century Spanish composer Manuel de Falla. Her goals for the upcoming season are very general. When asked specifically about nationals, she just says she hopes to do better there than she's done in the past, especially in the short. Daisuke Takahashi, too, had a bit more to say. The basic details from his non-Morozov programs were out already, talking a little more about them. About the short, he says the choreographer has warned him it shouldn't be too pretty, but feel dangerous, and it arguably is, with the jumps being more backloaded. The free 2 challenges him in multiple ways. He talks about having to develop a new sense of timing to skate along to the music, and Laura Nichol has even included old school figures in the choreography, which he spent much time learning, and he believes learning them has improved his jumping technique. The songs Nichol chose for the medley are Yesterday, Come Together, Done as a Tango, the aforementioned George Martin Friends and Lovers, In My Life, and The Long and Winding Road. He really raves about this free, and speaks about how it expresses love and hope as well as the experience and memories of life, but nonetheless he still says he's not optimistic going into the Olympic season. The Japanese Federation did some housekeeping as well, filling their 2 empty NHK slots as everybody already knew they were going to do, with Narumi Takahashi and Ryuichi Kiara and Pairs and Kathy and Chris Reed and Ice Dance, though the ISU got confused when updating the website and in one place listed the Reeds on the NHK Pairs roster. Also suddenly not being that optimistic about their Olympic chances are Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier, who, it was revealed this week, are having more trouble getting her the required Canadian citizenship in time than we thought they would, with her lawyer, Hart Common Kurt, saying it looks like it might not happen. Apparently, the plan to get it through her mother fell through because now she needs to get it under the provision of Canada's Citizenship Act that allows the Minister of Immigration to grant citizenship, among other reasons, to reward services of exceptional value to Canada, the provision that granted citizenship to Caitlin Weaver 4 years back and has for other Olympic athletes besides. One might argue their record right now is comparable to what Weaver's and Poirier's was, and his is far better, but they still might not have the process done by the January 14th deadline. Poirier nonetheless declares he'll stand by her, saying if worst comes to worst, they can aim for 2018, and even adding, for me, she's the best chance I have. Elsewhere in Canada, assignments to the Junior Grand Prix have begun, with Skate Canada naming 5 entries for the first event in Latvia, not as many as they could send, with only 1 entry in 3 disciplines and 2 pairs. The team's lady is national bronze medalist Alain Chartrand, the ice dance team, 2-time Junior Grand Prix bronze medalists Mackenzie Benton and Garrett McKean, the man 2012 Lake Placid bronze medalist Roman Sandowski, and the pairs team's new team Mary Orin Phelan Simpson, and Dylan Conway and Dustin Sheriff Clayton, who have been together longer, but all but Simpson are making their Junior Grand Prix debut. Italy, however, has gone a step further, naming their skaters for all 7 events, or rather 5, because they're not sending anyone to Poland or the Czech Republic. To Latvia, they send ladies national bronze medalist Giada Russo and junior men's champion Adrian Bannister, and Sarah Gislandi and Giona Ortenzi, who are 4th in junior dance. Russo will be doing back-to-back events. She also goes to Mexico City, this time accompanied by top junior team Sofia Savorz and Francesco Fioretti, who oddly enough are only assigned here, even though Gislandi and Ortenzi will also go to Slovakia, accompanied by circuit veteran Mikkel Cristini, top junior pairs team Giulia Foresti and Leoluca Saforza, and Matteo Rizzo, who is 5th in junior men. To Minsk, too, Italy will send competitors in all 4 disciplines, including junior ladies champion Sarah Casella, both the other 2 junior pairs from Italian nationals, Bianca Manicorda and Nicole Colomacchi, and Alessandra Kernuschi and Filippo Ambrosini, and junior men's 4th place Mattia Dalla Torre, and junior dance 5th place Valentina Gabuzzi and Nick Mirzakhani. But to Lynn, they send only single and pairs, junior silver medalist Carlo Vittorio Palermo and Gio Maria Taglia Pietra, and Foresti and Saforza, and Manicorda and Macchi. For a slightly more unusual event in skating, Max Aaron went to his peers on Reddit for an Ask Me Anything session starting Tuesday at 11 a.m, where they asked any questions and he answered which ones he chose to answer. Many of the questions were basic ones about himself and skating, as well as things like his favorite hockey team, Detroit Red Wings, and also there were a lot of questions about his sexuality, which he mostly ignored, though he did find cause to retort to one of them that real men wear tights. The other big question he declined to answer was his short program music, or where he's competing prior to the Grand Prix, though he did say he will compete somewhere. Also, he teased us by mentioning his favorite non-jump element is footwork, especially for this year. He called the team event another opportunity to win an Olympic medal, so he'd definitely do it, confirmed he'll likely continue after 2014, and when asked about dealing with the sport's Christian conservatism, especially when he himself is Jewish, there were a number of questions on his Judaism. He answered, "Well, I agree with you that figure skating can be a conservative sport at times. I don't think that defines me or how I choose to carry myself. I don't think it has affected me, and I enjoy being a Jewish athlete in this sport. If there is anyone that feels alienated, I hope to turn them into fans and make them feel more accepted." A number of other American skaters, meanwhile, gathered in El Segundo for the annual Evening on Ice fundraiser for the U.S. Athletic Foundation Saturday afternoon and evening, although unfortunately Joshua Ferris had to pull out at the last minute due to illness. Those that did skate included Alyssa Cisney, doing a program to the score of The Notebook, Rachel Flatt, who landed some hard jumps to a Claire de Lune possible short, Douglas Rosano, who skated to Pitbull's Don't Start the Party and got more attention for his ass shaking, Vincent Chow, who jumped ice with both his arms over his head, and Jonathan Gazar, who used his spread eagle to top off a spellbinding blues. Meanwhile, in Las Vegas, Ariel Ice actually did not perform for the Judges of America's Got Talent, as would have been aired this week, because they were among the 30 acts that were chosen for immediate advancement to the live shows in New York City without having to perform further. The 60 acts that ultimately made it there will compete in quarterfinals for both in favor of the judges and the viewers, one quarterfinal per week, with each having about a dozen competitors. So far, only the lineup for the first quarterfinal next week is out, and Ariel Ice isn't on that, so they're now back in Sun Valley, preparing for whenever they get scheduled. Also branching out to new fields is Joanie Rochette, who it seems is definitely not coming back, but now, while still skating in shows and doing humanitarian work, is auditioning for voice acting roles. And back in May, she auditioned to voice a French-Canadian airplane named Rochelle in the new Disney flick, Planes, about a crop duster plane who wants to compete in a famous plane race. She describes Rochelle thus. It's a small propeller plane, a really cute plane. She races, she's really fierce and competitive, she wants to win, she won't give up. And though the main English version of the role ended up going to someone more famous, she will voice the character in the French version. She was the last member of the French cast to record her lines, which she did July 4th, and she said she would have liked to record it with someone else. She was guided by a voice coach and compared the experience to choreographing a skating program. Planes comes out August 9th. And finally, congratulations are in order for Cynthia Phaneuf and her boyfriend, Philadelphia Flyers forward Maxime Talbot, who are expecting a baby. The news came from Liberty, from her former coach, Annie Barabé, who said she was doing well, but gave no further details. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.